It's amazing. I've been back from vacation for 2 days, and I can't seem to still get my rhythm. I just asked John. I said, so now Philip Wegman's coming up. Do we call him or does he call us? He goes, no, we call him. Because I don't remember. Is my wife's name still Kim?
Yes.
Is it, okay, I just thought I'd check.
No, it's the lovely Mrs. Miller.
The lovely Mrs. Miller. See, there you go. John, paying good attention there. Hey, let's do this. Let's go to the newsmaker line because standing on by is the aforementioned Philip Wegman from Real Clear Politics. They're in the nation's capital. Philip, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being there for me to have. Yeah, you always say that. Thanks for having me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, but now what am I going to do with you? I tell you what, I picked just a weird week to go on vacation. It's Philip, it's the first time I'd taken a full week off for a very long time. And man, it's like everything was blowing apart all that week. And you know, Kim and I were listening to some story the other day. I think it was the Mar-a-Lago story. And I said, man, I just wish I could. And she's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. We're not going back yet. So how are things in D.C.? Are they as nutty inside the Beltway as they feel from outside the Beltway?
A little bit. And I think that has to do with the nature of the news from last week. You had this raid on Mar-a-Lago, the former president's Palm Springs residence, by the FBI. And that was unexpected by the Biden administration. They told reporters that that was something that the DOJ had done independently. But mostly, this was completely unprecedented. This was a bombshell moment where you've got a federal law enforcement agency acting in such a way that they never have before. And so as the news sort of leaked out about what they were actually looking for, it really did sort of reset not just the news cycle, but I think it shifted the landscape for what we can expect going forward. Because my takeaway from this, after having conversations with people in both Biden world and Trump world, is that this makes a Trump presidential run in 2024 that much more likely.
Yep.
And Biden world, they're okay with that.
Yeah. Let me ask you a couple background questions real quick. If I accept the fact that the administration was not aware of what law enforcement was about to do, and I'm just going to tell you, Philip, I have almost no way of accepting that as reality. I mean, because somebody would not tell him. Now, can you imagine that happening under the Obama administration?
I can't, because, again, this is completely unprecedented. We're in new waters that we haven't seen before.
Okay, so is that okay? Or is somebody getting ready to get their backside reamed out because they didn't come and tell the administrative branch? I mean, they're part of the administrative branch. So how can they not tell people up the ladder, here's what we're doing?
Yeah. And the explanation from the White House has been to date that on January 7th of October 21, the president goes to the DOJ and he says to that agency in a speech, you don't work for me. You work for the rule of law and you work for Attorney General Merrick Garland. I'm going to give them a wide berth to operate, and you should always pursue where the facts lead you. Garland later said in a press conference that he signed off on the raid, that this went forward with his permission. What's so interesting about all of this, though, is that there are some records that the former president kept at Mar-a-Lago. We don't know specifically what was there. There's been some leaks purportedly that this was top secret information, that it should not fall into the wrong hands, that perhaps there was information about nuclear weapons there. But we're still in the dark. And we got the warrant that was issued to Trump when the search occurred. What we haven't gotten, though, is the affidavit, which explains to the judge why they wanted to go in there and make the search. And what is confusing about this is we know that some of this information that Trump allegedly took from the White House with him, you know, we know that it was subpoenaed in June. We know that Trump folks were working with the archives office to figure out what was a personal paper and what, you know, belonged to the public and needed to be returned. What we don't know is why things got to such a state, you know, 18 months after he left office, where you had to have FBI agents go to his home and retrieve those.
It's because we're going into the midterms.
It's and there's a lot of you know, there's not a lot of bad faith here, and I think that if you zoom out, that's the larger issue here. Half of the country doesn't have faith in some of these institutions that they're going to act impartially, and that is a huge problem.
It's an enormous problem
because they're in control, but it's also going to be a huge problem for Republicans, and it's just a problem for the country writ large.
I'm going to ask you a very off-the-wall question, okay? If you don't want to answer it, just say, Miller, I'm not answering that. Do you ever find yourself, when you hear some of the people that you sit with in the press room doing some of their news reports, and they're parroting what was told to them in the press room, even when it was totally implausible, but they put it out there as if it's gospel truth, do you ever find yourself, the next time you see them in the press room, do you ever turn to them and say, did you and I not hear the same thing at the last press conference? I mean, what you came out with in your report, did you really buy that? I mean, do you ever want, if you don't ask that, do you ever want to ask that?
Well, what we're hearing from the White House right now is that this is an ongoing investigation, and they can't comment because it's an ongoing investigation. They're holding this thing at arm's length. But privately, what people will tell you in the Biden orbit is that they want Trump to run again. I'm not saying that there's a causal relationship. I'm not implying that this raid happened because Biden wants Trump to run again. But the Biden folks think that they could beat Trump in 2024 because they beat him in 2020. And so they see anything that makes him more likely to run again as good for them, because there has been some polling that suggests that Biden would beat Trump a second time around. And they are much more comfortable revisiting a rematch than they are running against some of these more aggressive up-and-coming Republicans.
Do you think some of the general feeling on the ground from the Democrats, I would much rather the boss go up against Trump again than I would for him to go up against DeSantis?
I think that that's a major feeling. Because, you know, they were victorious last time around, and there's some confidence there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also think that if you look at all of this, you know, that we're going to find out more after the fact, once we, you know, get our hands on the affidavit, once we are able to know more about the documents that were seized. Were they declassified? Or were they, in fact, still classified? The problem, and I think that this goes to your earlier question, is that the press has cried wolf too many times. How many front page stories did you read during the 4 years of the Trump administration? Or how many cable news segments did you listen to where you were told something along the lines of, the walls are closing in, the secret link between Trump and the Russians has been discovered, you know, this is it, when it wasn't? I mean, there were plenty of things that you could criticize the former president over, and certainly Congress impeached him twice, but we've been through this melodrama before, where we only are getting selective leaks, where we're only hearing certain things, and then rather than a bang, it goes out with a sputter. For instance, look at the Mueller report. It wasn't this huge smoking gun. Instead, it showed that there wasn't any collusion.
Well, and when Mueller came out to, when he was finally called before Congress on it, he couldn't even remember what was in his own report.
Yeah, I mean,
that was flat out embarrassing.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. And the thing is, the question that I posed to Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, you know, after she had said numerous times that she wasn't going to discuss the investigation, mm-hmm. the question I had for her was, the president ran on restoring faith in institutions and on returning a sense of normalcy. Does he think that he has accomplished that? And her answer was that, yeah, Biden has had a number of signature legislative achievements. He moved forward with the vaccine. Things are returning to normal. But it's difficult to make an argument about how things are back to normal and the craziness of the Trump era is over when you just poked him in the eye. And I'm not certain if, in retrospect, this is going to be helpful at all for Biden's reelection chances.
Let's step one step further, because everybody exploded last week for the FBI, against the FBI, for Trump, against Trump, whatever. The statement's coming out now, if this continues, you're getting a lot of this from the right, if this continues, the FBI now is not just dangerous to the Trump campaign going forward, the FBI now is becoming dangerous to everyday Americans. Is that something that somebody can sell?
I think the question that the White House is going to have to answer is whether or not there are two forms of justice. And fairly or unfairly, that's the way a lot of the country feels like right now. They feel that there's a double standard. And this is even among some people who were, you know, they weren't fans of the previous president, but they don't like the way that things have been handled now. And so it's going to be difficult to say that this is normal, that things have returned to normal and that there's nothing to see here. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, there are always squabbles between outgoing presidents and the National Archives Office. They certainly don't end in FBI raids, but, you know, unless there was a pretty significant big reason for that raid, this could backfire, and the ramifications...
it looks totally political. I mean, it's just totally political. If they can't show something, say something, do something, see, we've got him now, and nothing. And I'll tell you something that I think, too, has put Trump in a pretty good light, is Trump came out a few days ago and said, go ahead and release everything. Let them see everything you took. Tell them. I mean, and maybe he still thinks he hides under a cloud, but that would tend to make you think he doesn't feel like he's got anything to hide.
And I think that, look, it's well within the realm of possibility that Donald Trump took things from the White House that he shouldn't have. I mean, that doesn't require a huge leap.
Yeah, that's called the Hillary Clinton process. So,
and there hasn't been, there has been reporting that, you know, an unconventional executive, he would take things from the Oval Office into the residence, and things that should have been preserved sometimes were not, right? I mean, we can fully accept that as a given because of the nature of the man, and yet what we have not seen to date is an explanation for why the DOJ decided to do this.
Yep.
Garland, in his press conference, he said that he signed off. He said that, you know, that there was urgency to do this. But what he did not explain is why they decided that a raid was necessary.
Yep.
They didn't explain the intermediary step. They didn't say, for instance, oh, well, you know, Trump was no longer cooperating, or, you know, the information was so sensitive that we had to move now. That is not stuff that there is any legal prohibition.
There's no validation for that,
Jerry.
Yeah, there's just no validation from that line. Hey, listen, I got to go in 60 seconds, but let me just ask you just one more thing, okay? In this, the way it came down and the way the President Trump now says, okay, go get it. If in fact we follow what the administration said, they didn't have to report to us. They don't. That agency doesn't work for the president. They work for the Department of Justice, and they work for Merrick Garland. Okay, but Merrick Garland works for the president.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just bust that chain when it's convenient for you. Yes, we're accountable, but only up to this office. No, you got to be accountable all the way up.
It's a weird argument to make when you have a agency in the executive branch of government that the president is sort of saying, well, they are accountable under the law. Well, at the end of the day, the buck stops at the president's desk.
Yep.
He's running the show. Hopefully we'll get more answers about how all of this went down, and more importantly, why it went down the way that it did.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's got to be some reasoning here. And at the end of the day, I'm just telling you what, Philip, if they don't come up with some good reasoning, everybody and their brother, including yours truly, I'm going to believe this was just something to give some kind of heat to the Trump people so that some of the people he has sponsored and endorsed in the midterm campaigns will not have such an easy ride. This is something trying to set up a different midterm than where they're heading. I don't think it'll help. But if they can't justify all this, your last thought. I think that this actually backfires and hurts the Democrats far more than the Republicans.
You have seen conservatives questioning the FBI and questioning law enforcement in a way that previously only liberals did. I think that overlap shows that there's some serious momentum to this.
Yep. No, I think you're right. Philip, as always, thanks. Hey, listen, the third week of September, September 21, 22, I'm in Washington, D.C. at the Phoenix Park Hotel and at Fox News right there on Capitol Hill doing my show from there. So I won't talk to you Tuesday that week because it's a travel day, but maybe Thursday that week, maybe I can get you to stop by and talk to me there at Fox News. But we'll figure something out. For today, Philip, thank you so very much, my friend.
Thank you. I'll see you there.
Yep, see ya.
Podcasts by Federated Media.